Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
See, a lot of times when you're under a test or affliction or pressure or tribulation or you know, some kind of a hard spot in your life, a lot of times we do everything but talk to God. But if you're going through a test right now, you're going through a struggle right now, you're going through a hard spot right now, now's the time to pray. Now's the time to look to God. Now's the time to really reach out to the Lord and say, Lord, I know what's going on here. The devil's trying to steal my walk from you. He's trying to steal the word and my trust and my faith out of me for you. But Lord, I'm praying today and trusting you that you're going to help me to get through this thing. Praise God. Amen. Notice also in verse 17, he says, not only tribulation, or affliction, but he says persecution. You know, I looked up the word persecution. It means being attacked for your stand on your faith, being attacked because you believe God. Persecution is, you know, is when people are fussing at you and saying things about you or mocking you, trying to get you to come off of your faith and bring you down to where they're at. But you see, here's the thing. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, in the Message Bible, actually, it reads it like this. It says, not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. Notice that they're coming against you, but it's really to discredit the Lord in your life. He says, what it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason people are persecuting you or saying things about you or attacking you or not one is because your life is light and you're shining light into their darkness and they're uncomfortable. And so what they're trying to do is put that light out. Don't let them, praise God. Here's what the Lord says, it goes on in the next verse. He says, you can be glad when that happens. He says, give a cheer, even. For though they don't like it, I do. You know what he says? The King James, New King James says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He says, go ahead and give a cheer, rejoice. Just go ahead and praise God. He says, even though they don't like you living for me, I do. Even though they're uncomfortable with you and your faith and your trust in me, I love it. Praise God. And I'd rather please the Lord than a bunch of knotheads that are trying to destroy my life and bring me back down into the garbage dump. Amen. So he goes on and he says this. And all of heaven applauds, and know that you are in good company, for my prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Hallelujah. In other words, the Lord is telling us here that you know, the devil may use friends. He may use, you know, some people around you. He may use some religious people to say things to discourage you or to tell you you're too fanatical, you know, or whatever and stuff. It used to be, we used to be thrilled to be called a fanatic. Praise God. You don't hear that much anymore because I'm concerned there's not so many fanatics today. A fanatic is just somebody that's more excited about Jesus than you are. Amen. It's a fan of Jesus and an extreme fan of the Lord. And so we all ought to be fanatic. Praise God. We all should be, you know, you're just a fanatic for God. You know, that's right. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to heaven someday and Jesus is my Lord and I'm walking in victory. Praise God. And so, you know, we should be walking these things. We should be talking these things. We should be excited. And he says, when you're going through this persecution, remember, it's because they're uncomfortable with you. They want to bring you down. Why? Because you're challenging them that are around you to come up to another level. You're challenging them to come out of darkness into light. Your actions, your attitudes, your words, how you deal with things is now a light shining into their darkness. That's why persecution comes. So, you know, really, instead of getting upset because people are saying false things about you or people are fussing about you, you should get rejoicing. You should say, praise God, I'm doing something right. Jesus is Lord. And they're seeing a new life in me. In fact, all of us should be having a little bit of persecution somewhere in our life at all times. Somebody should think you're too aggressive, you're too zealous, you're too fanatical, you're too into faith, you're too into praise, you're too into believing God, you're too positive, all these things are good things, praise God. So the Lord says the devil's used this stuff to bring you down, but he says if you'll use it as a time to praise the Lord and exercise your faith and trust in God, it will lift you up and you'll walk in life instead of being brought back down into darkness. Amen? Now, let's go ahead and look on down through here. Let's look at another one in verse 18. He says, and these are those that are sown among thorns, and they are the ones who hear the word. Notice he says you're sown among thorns. You know what that means, among thorns? That means you may be the first one in your family that's gotten saved. Or you may be the only one on your job site that's saved, or in your group, or maybe your group of friends. Maybe you're the first one that's given your heart and life to Christ. And so therefore, you're among thorns. In other words, you used to fit right in, but you don't fit in anymore. I can remember when I first got saved, I had a group of guys that I ran with whenever I was not living for God. But whenever I got saved and started telling them about Jesus, I didn't get invited to certain things anymore, because I was kind of a raining on their parade, you might say, because I didn't do that anymore. I had a guy come up to me and says, hey, we're going to do this and do that. And I said, I don't do that. He said, well, sure you can. I said, no, I don't. I said, I can, but I don't do it because I've given my life to Jesus. Praise God. And he just jumped back and looked at me. But the great thing is this, I got to lead him to the Lord later on. Amen. So you see, when you're sown among thorns, and some of you right now, maybe you're around people that don't believe, maybe you're around sinners, maybe your family thinks that you've gotten off the deep end, you've gotten religion or whatever. You know what? Here's the thing. You're going to either let them bring you back into the thorny bush, or you're going to bring them out of those thorns and out of those types of life and bring them over into Christ. Who's going to be the greater witness? Who's going to be the greater influence? Are you going to be the greater influence to them for Jesus? Or are they going to be the greater influence for the devil, the world, and all the stuff to bring you back in? And so that's what he's talking about here. He says, life isn't always easy. You're not always going to be surrounded by Christians and by people that believe like you and people that are excited about your faith in God. He says, so therefore, you got to know how to deal with this. You got to know how to handle this and how to be a light shining right there in the midst of that to walk in this life. And so he begins to give us in this 19th verse, he talks to us about some things. And the first thing he says that when you're out here in the thorns and you're out here living his life, he says that you're going to be have to deal with the cares of this world. You're going to have to deal with the cares of this world. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 19, the Amplified, it says, then the cares and the anxieties of the world and the distractions of the age and the pleasures and delights and the false glamour. In other words, the devil is going to use cares. He's going to use anxiety. He's going to use worry. He's going to use distraction. Everything he can. And see, that's the thorny part of the world. The thorny part of the world is constantly trying to prick you with, this worry and it's trying to prick you with this anxiety. It's trying to prick you with this drawing you into this world or into this situation or look how good this would be. Just drop your faith a little bit. Just drop your stand a little bit and come on out here and have some fun with us. See, they're constantly jabbing you, constantly prickling you. And so what you've got to do is this. You're among those thorns. You've got to realize, I can't let these cares and worries and distractions and pleasures and false glamour. It's not going to pull me away from the life that Jesus has for me. In 1 Peter 5:7, the Apostle Peter says over here, he says that we are to cast every care over upon the Lord, casting the whole of your care over upon the Lord. So we've got to get rid of our worries. What do? We lay them aside. In Philippians 4 and verse 6 in the Amplified Bible, it reads it this way. It says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition with definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. In other words, when you find yourself being attacked by the enemy and even by former friends or even friends today, I've got friends that are sinners, you know, and they don't agree with my life, and I don't do certain things with them, and you know, but I speak to them, I love them, I minister to them as much as possible. If they have a problem, I'll pray for them. Praise God. They know who I am, what I stand for. Hallelujah. And stuff. And I made the decision. I'm not going to be anxious, worried, or concerned about what people think about me. I'm going to be me, praise God. And devil, you're not going to be able to use worry, anxiety, cares, distractions, and these other things to pull the Word of God out of my life. But God, in the midst of this, I'm going to pray for you to give me more strength, more life, and more power to be able to stand up and be the witness that you've called me to be. Notice in verse 19, it also talks about the deceitfulness of riches. The Amplified says it this way, the deceitfulness of riches and the craving of other things. You notice this? He says the deceitfulness of riches. What's he talking about? Deceitfulness of riches. Well, he's talking about pursuing things more than you pursue God. You know, so many of us get caught up and our whole life is wrapped around money. It's wrapped around things. It's wrapped around pleasures. It's, you know, and riches are deceitful. You know, you can have all the money in the world and be the most miserable person in the world. You know, just, you know, Paul wrote to in 1 Timothy 6, and he said that the love of money, the coveting after money, is the root of all evil. Doesn't say money or riches is all evil, but he says if you covet it and if you just let it pull you. See, a lot of people that the desire of other things and riches and pleasures and all this stuff, it robs us from the things of God. Some of us, you know, God can't bless us with finances because we'd hoard it all up and use it for our own things. We go out and buy everything that we wanted. But, you know, that God doesn't give us riches just so that we can have stuff. In Deuteronomy 8:18, the Bible says that God gives us the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant with us, even as he swore unto our fathers. In other words, God gives us the power to get wealth so we can walk in his covenant and be a blessing, praise God. And that we can sow out. Now, is it okay for me to have things? Sure it is. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Praise God. Now, what's he talking about there? God wants to bless you. He wants you to have riches. He doesn't want riches to have you. And that's what you have to get a hold of here. And the devil will try to get you so caught up in possessing things that you're no longer witnessing for the Lord. You're no longer giving. You're no longer sowing. I used to say it all the time. If you know, somebody came up and gave somebody $100,000, well, my goodness, we wouldn't see you until you spent all the $100,000. I've had people say, well, you know what? If the Lord just blessed me, I'd tithe. And I'd say, well, how much do you tithe now? And they'll look at you and yes, well, yeah. Because if you won't tithe off of $10, you won't tithe off of $10,000. See, this is the thing. You can be deceived by riches and be as poor as a church mouse, as they used to say. Because if you're pursuing riches over pursuing God, then you're being deceived. What you got to do is pursue God, and God will give you the riches. Hallelujah. Why? Because he can trust you then with things. Because he knows if he asks you to give, you'll give. He knows if he asks you to share, you'll share. And so the devil, he'll deceive you into pulling you away from God and pulling you from the life of God, and he'll wear you out. You'll be worn out, defeated, tired, broken, family destroyed. All you may have some money, but you won't have anything else.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.